Virgin.
Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Well, hey, welcome to another beautiful fall day. It's already 18 degrees and it's October the 13th. Crazy.
It's impossible to hate that.
Exactly. Gonna rain today, but then get a little bit sunny this afternoon for your drive home, which should be pretty nice. Hi, welcome. We want to give you $5,000. 8 o'clock today, we're gonna do that. Also, we've got Halloween haunt tickets for you. Four of them. When you play Who's Haunting Jax? It's 7 o'clock. And there is always a ghost haunting Jax.
It never stops.
It never stops. In the meantime, I just want to check in with the crew before we get started here. TJ, what's on your mind?
I just want to say, Toronto, we did it. We're just ranked one of the most tranquil cities on earth.
That can't be true.
Okay. Number 16.
We didn't clap with you because we're like, we don't trust this clap.
No, because if you clapped, it would make noise and make it less tranquil.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Wow, tranquil.
Yeah, it's based on things like green space per capita and traffic congestion.
Pardon
congestion,
me?
Do they talk about construction at all? Or?
That's the weird thing. I'm like, have they ever been here?
Yeah. Jax, what's up with you?
Well, we kind of knew that this was going to happen, but now it's official. Netflix has confirmed that Squid Game is their biggest launch to date.
Wow.
In its first 17 days, it's received 111 million views.
Oh,
it's just,
God.
Yeah, it's unreal. So it's just going to continue to just break all these records.
I have not seen it yet. I got to watch
it. Dude, you've got to watch it. It's nuts.
All right.
I know,
producer Leah, what's up?
Okay, well, speaking of Netflix, I watched the trailer for the Colin Kaepernick and Ava DuVernay six-part series.
Okay, so for anybody that doesn't know, what's this going to be about?
Yeah, so it's called Colin in Black and White. So it's basically his, like, self-depiction of when he was growing up, what he went through as a mixed kid, black and white, and all the challenges that he had to face, and obviously what he's going through right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks really impactful. I got chills just from the trailer. So I'm
Can we link
so
to that on our
that.
Socials?
Absolutely.
All right,
cool.
That's producer Leah who handles those, so I'm pushing that
I'm
up.
The girl. Yeah.
I want to say a little good luck to the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight, who kick off their season.
That's right.
I know Jack's going to give us a hard time. I know TJ is feeling a little bit still burnt from what happened last season.
I'm fine. I'm not mad.
Wait, last season went well, didn't it?
Yeah,
don't stop it. It's trauma.
Okay, no. So anyway, good luck to the Toronto Maple Leafs. We do love you. Now, there is a realtor getting roasted on TikTok. There's a lot of realtors on TikTok.
Yeah.
But this particular woman named the best place to live in the city of Toronto, and everybody said, don't think so. We'll get to that. 612, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So weirdly, realtors have taken over TikTok.
Love it.
And actually, it's kind of cool because if you follow some of the ones here, first off, they all make fun of ICE condos.
Yes.
As they should.
and number two, you know, they can give you kind of a good example on, like, where in the city you're going to get what. Like, you know, based on what neighborhood, this is what's available, right? If you want to live in this area or whatever.
Yeah.
And they, some of them actually make it easier for you or at least teach you that it's not as hard as you might think to buy.
Yeah.
Which is great. So it's all useful. But occasionally, we get one like we got yesterday. Now, I want to go on the record and say I kind of feel bad for this person, especially the way they're getting lit up in the comments. But at the same time, you know when you feel bad for somebody, but you're like, you should have seen this coming.
Yes.
Her name's Anna Oliver. And I mean, this is great for her because it's free promo. She is a realtor. And she did a TikTok, 30 seconds long, and I'm going to play it for you, about the best place to live in Toronto.
Okay.
I want to know if you agree with this neighborhood. Here we go.
What's the top neighborhood to live in Toronto?
My top choice, probably not a surprise, is King West. Wow. If you want to see and be seen, King West is your neighborhood. Let me tell you, King West is home to the best restaurants. Think Oretto, think Laval rooftop patio, the poolside bar. Think of the most exclusive clubs in Toronto. King West has it. Laval, the poolside there is anytime you drive by or walk by Laval, the lineup is the most beautiful people you will see in the entire city. This is where you want to go.
Now, it wasn't mixed very well. Drake's champagne party is almost talking over her.
I'm blaring.
So we need her social media coordinator to bring the Drake.
You can adjust the sound, honey.
Yeah. But at the other thing here is she is talking to the camera and then she's walking down King West and swinging off of like a light post, almost like it's a 1950s movie.
Oh, no.
And so because of what she said and what the visual is, people are going in. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on her choice as King West to be the neighborhood to live in.
Thoughts on her are nothing. She's doing her job.
She's doing her job.
The substance of what she said is not great. The part that really rubbed me the wrong way was this line has the most beautiful people you've ever seen in it.
Well, she mentions LaValle like four times.
Yeah.
I'm like, you work for LaValle.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I do have to agree. There's some good looking people in that lineup. I do have
for
to
sure.
agree.
Hey,
yes.
Have you guys been to LaValle?
I haven't.
I have.
I've heard they have a poolside bar.
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
I've been up to LaValle. Absolutely. Yeah. I was there for a Masai Ujiri release party. He had like a right. movie come out.
Cool guy
yeah,
over
I was
here.
There.
Cool guy.
I don't know how I got there either, but they gave me an invite and I was like, okay.
In Toronto's most beloved neighborhood, you made it there?
Yeah. So King West. What do you think about her choice, guys?
Okay, it is can we stop calling King West a neighborhood? It is not a neighborhood. Like, it is a neighborhood, like, means community and, like, neighborly activities. Like, King West is not a neighborhood.
Well, I mean, it's
a span of condos is what it is.
Well, and there's a lot of connections. Like, if you want to hook up with somebody and never talk to them again, it's a great place to be. Like,
I have to say, though, I think now that I hear the audio, I think that she knew exactly what she was doing.
Really?
Yeah, I think she knew exactly
what
she was doing.
So I feel bad for her. TJ thinks she's ridiculous.
I think she's
and you
smart.
Think she's the smartest person
I like
in the room.
Her. I think she's smart.
Why? Yeah. Why do you think that?
Because I think that she knows what gets people going on TikTok, what gets people going on the radio, and here we are talking about it. And this is, like you said, incredible press.
So does this mean you're going to hire her?
I mean, maybe.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Gym clothes are kind of supposed to be a little bit tight, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love big, baggy gym clothes.
Yeah.
But you go to the gym, and even the guys are like, I'm going to wear bike shorts, and they're going to be just past my crotch.
Yeah.
And that's all we're going to do. I'm going to wear shirtless. And I'm like,
I'm going to work out shirtless.
Yeah. For me, I'm like, nah, my shoulders are too hairy for that. Now,
I like to see that.
Jax and TJ both made note of a similar issue that they had yesterday at the gym separately. They don't go to the same gym. They don't live in the same part of the city.
Kindred spirits.
And yet the same thing happened to them, and it had to do with their tight bumps.
Yeah, we're
what
syncing
happened?
Up. Jax, go ahead.
Okay, so I went to the Nike outlet on the weekend, and I was so excited because I got some new shorts that I thought would show off my assets, you know?
Yeah. Just kinda, you've been working.
I've been working out.
You look good.
Out. Thank you. I've been working out hard. And so I wore them to the gym yesterday. And guys, like, I felt good.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a peacock flexing, okay?
Oh.
And I was in my little shorts, and I did the whole workout, and it was class. And I felt good in them. I felt free. And these are, like, really tight, but like, bike shorts. So they felt like a second skin. And I found out at the end when I looked in the mirror that they were indeed a second skin.
Uh-oh.
And that my bike shorts were essentially a part of me. if you know what I mean. Like, I was...
Front bum?
Yeah, you can see some... Thank you. I was trying to think of an eloquent way to put it, but front bum is great. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, and I had been talking, I had been mingling, I had been interacting
really?
With people.
You were being
and
you.
Like,
you were being
yeah,
you,
I was
talking
like
to everybody.
But like, the two of us were there. Yep.
Just bringing it with you.
Yeah,
just
yeah, yeah.
bringing
Everywhere
it
you go. Hi, I'm Jax, and this is my friend.
Nobody said anything, and I was like, what?
Well, yeah. What are they supposed to say?
Yeah, what are they going to say to that? That's that's way worse than
Excuse
your teeth.
Me, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a very similar situation happen yesterday where my front bum was also showing.
Oh, no.
I accidentally shrank my gym shorts,
no.
and I didn't realize it, and then I go to one of those like group fitness classes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't realize it till I was lunging in front of everybody.
Oh,
because you have to do like the squat thing, or you have to have your legs in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
And everything kind of bunched together.
Oh,
that's uncomfortable.
Yeah. You think I was uncomfortable. Imagine everybody else in the class.
Yeah.
And so I didn't.
Because, like, when you see, you see.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, with guys, like, I can see what's going
it's
on.
It's kind of like an eclipse. Like, you know you're not supposed to look at it, but at some point, when you're not wearing sunglasses, you're still going to take a peek.
That makes me feel so much better, though, that happened to you yesterday,
Oh, yours
too.
Was way worse. You shouldn't be feeling
hey,
better.
Here's the thing. TJ is not a... not a thick boy.
Yeah.
He's a slight man.
Yeah.
So I have to wonder, how tiny must these shorts be?
They were like
little kid shorts at this point.
At this point, yeah. And I need to rethink how I'm doing my laundry with them. I thought they're gym shorts. I'm like, these can go in the dryer.
No, you
Wrong.
Should not
don't dry
anything that you work out in.
No.
Ever.
Now
never.
I know that.
Yeah, you always hang it.
And now everybody else knows that.
So we wanted to ask you 416-872-9999. TJ and Jax cannot be the only ones. And in fact, I know they're not the only ones. You went to the gym and you wore something and you thought, wow, This is bad. And I can remember there's people that will actually point out, they're like, I got these new like tight pants, and usually it's like people bend over and then they realize they're like, oh, you can quite literally see everything. Uh-oh. So hit us up, 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. You went to the gym and they saw too much. Tell us about it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Gym clothes can be tight, they can be sexy, they can be anything you want them to be. But I doubt, it's pretty rare that I think you'd want to show everything that you got.
No.
You want to have some mystery there, right? TJ and Jax both showed everything they had. TJ shrunk his shorts to the point where they were all bunched up and kind of revealing yesterday.
Didn't look good.
Sexy man. And then Jax was introducing herself. And when we say herself, all of herself.
My bicycle shorts became a part of me, is the best way to put it.
And you didn't realize until after and you looked in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. And I was just strutting around.
Yeah.
So the texts at 999999 coming in to support you guys are actually really funny. TJ, what do we got?
Nicole in the 416 says, morning. I was at yoga class earlier this week wearing a sports bra and a baggy oversized t-shirt. During downward dog, the person next to me kind of cleared their throat to get my attention. Little did I know that my boob had slipped right out of my top of my sports bra and was out there for the class to
see
her.
They're sneaky. They are.
Are they? Oh, I don't know what it's like to have.
They'll pop out. They will pop out.
Really?
They'll turn on you. Yes, they will.
Remind me a lot of groundhogs. Where, like, you know how groundhogs just kind of show up in your lawn one day?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, there's a groundhog.
I'm sure. I've never heard them explain that way.
Nor have I.
Would that be similar?
I've never heard that about boobs either, but okay.
Derek in the 647 Texas. I grabbed my girlfriend's workout bag instead of mine a few months ago. I didn't realize it till I was in the change room.
Oh, no.
And they were going to charge me if I missed the session. So I tried to put everything on, but I just couldn't go through with it.
Oh, my God.
That's a dark, like, when you're putting on the shorts, you're like, this isn't going to work.
You know, there's always that one person in the class that's wearing jeans, because you're you forgot.
Or someone forgot their shoes, always.
Yes!
Always, working out in socks, there's always one.
The instructor has to say, sorry, but your shoes have to have grip on them, sir. Like, it can't be dress shoes that you're working out in. Oh, my God. I always feel bad for that person.
Yeah, me too.
And they will charge you.
They will, and they will say goodbye,
Anyway. Keep them coming. 999999 attacks.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto doctors used a drone to make medical history yesterday. They used it as transportation for a lung transplant.
Wow.
So they used a drone to transfer lungs from Toronto Western Hospital to Toronto General Hospital, which of course is a short, only a few minute journey. But they're saying it represents a new frontier in transplants that could save many lives in the future.
Yes.
And it's kind of cool because it's just 38 years ago was the first successful lung transplant, which was performed at Toronto General Hospital in 1983.
Incredible. Wow.
So, like, holy crap, we've come quite a ways.
Imagine that you're the person waiting for the lungs, though, and you're like, okay, you're gonna change the transport method, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, drone. Right on.
All right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good for them, though. I'm glad it worked.
Yeah, me too. There's a new dating term you gotta know about. It's called icing, and I think we've all done it. Icing is when someone puts someone they're dating on ice.
Oh.
What?
They convey their interest to their romantic partner, tell them they can't be with them right now, but leave the door open.
Oh, yeah. We've all done that. Everybody has done that.
Here are some telltale signs you could be getting iced. Your partner's behavior is confusing. You're never sure where you stand with them. They disappear every once in a while and then return like nothing happened. Mm-hmm. They can't commit or make things exclusive with you. You get loads of last-minute date cancellations. You feel relief when you hear from them because you feel anxious before. And they are online but take days to reply to you.
Ooh. I iced a couple people last summer. I feel bad about that now.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I was coming off a divorce and, like, the excuse was legitimate. Yeah. Doesn't make it nice or anything, but you'd be like, listen, like, I can only go so far with this because I can't. I'm not there yet.
But
you know
online
what I mean?
Dating makes it so easy to ice. Like, don't feel bad.
Oh,
yeah. It makes it so easy.
Well, no, it's still not great.
Oh, no.
Just because everybody's doing it.
You're still a monster.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Drake says Kawhi Leonard misses Toronto and the fans. Do we want him back? He was on the Raptors broadcast last night, which, sidebar, felt completely nice and normal.
Yeah.
And I think the last time Drake was on that Raptors broadcast, it was way before A Certified Lover Boy was coming out, and he was still in the studio working on it for another 3 years. but he did say, the one thing about Kawhi that I can tell people whenever I see him, he expresses the utmost gratitude and just always says how much he misses the fans and the city.
True. Drake. It's true, though. It feels like when Drake is out and about, and especially at a basketball game, the world is healing. Miles from iHeartRadio Nights, I had gone the other night, went on a story, and I saw that Drake was there, and I felt relief.
Yeah.
I felt a strange sense of relief.
And it's nice, though, because Kawhi says nothing to anybody.
Yeah.
Liked us just as much as we liked him. It's a shame he didn't stay. Yeah. I think they would have won again, honestly.
Do you remember all that stuff when CP24 had the chopper following?
Oh, like, yeah. I was watching it every second when the Kawhi Gate or whatever they wanted to call it.
It's captivating.
And people were like, I can't believe that they dedicate a helicopter to follow Kawhi. I'm like, I love this. Please continue. Yeah.
What else was going on?
Yeah, there's nothing going on. This is pre-pandemic.
Right?
The world was so much simpler.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm going to play a little game called Do You Want to Feel Old?
Okay.
And the great thing about this game is that there is only one outcome. So you can be assured that you will, in fact, feel old.
No, good.
Okay?
So the game is, are you ready to feel old?
Yeah, no. Well, it's do you want to? And whether you say yes or no, the answer still remains the same. You're old.
Okay.
Okay? You ready for this?
Yeah.
22 years ago today... What song came out?
It was 22 years
1999.
Ago.
You ready?
Yeah.
Don't do this. What?
22 years ago today. Wow.
So does that mean the whole Chronic album came out in that year?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This makes me feel sick.
So, if you don't remember this album, it was like the biggest album, I think, of our childhood.
Oh,
it was,
my God.
Yeah.
Got this from Music World.
Yeah.
Did you put a Music World device?
Yeah, that's all we had in Nova Scotia.
So, I remember going and trying to get this and obviously being too young. And I had to have my parents buy it.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to get because you could buy a clean version of this, which is what I'm playing right now. Or, by the way, it's still Dre from the Chronic. 2001.
Wow.
And I remember like having to like beg my parents to get the X-rated version. That and like Eminem's second album.
That's right.
And then I remember the Up and Smoke tour.
Okay, oh my
God. Think about this, okay? So Ice Cube, Eminem, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg's always there.
Yeah.
And like a few others. And you're like, again, I was like 10 or 11. And I'm like, hey, Mom, can you take me? And she's like, no.
I can't think of anywhere less I would take you.
Because, it would have been an adult time for for sure. Like, that would have been a hell of a party, though.
When this album came out and these songs came out, I remember practicing in my friend Kaylee's basement our night moves, what we called them, like school dance moves.
What are night moves?
Yeah. So it was like how we like backing it up. Do you guys remember that from like dances?
No, why don't you show us?
Back it up on a guy.
So explain how you back it up on a guy.
So you back it up on
Jax,
a guy.
Noted guy back it up on
it. I guess it didn't work, did it? So I used to back it up on a guy where he would dance behind you and then you would push your bum against him.
Wait, is that when he would put his hands on your hips?
Yeah.
And then you would just kind of like go
What's
with
that?
The motions?
Bubbling?
We called that bubbling.
Come on, Ontario.
We called it grinding.
Yeah, grinding.
Well, grinding's what it is now. But yeah, grinding I thought was front facing.
You front face grinded?
Hell
You're
yeah.
You're hot.
Man.
Hell yeah.
Good for you.
No, we'd be like, I'm going to go back it up on Tyler Mott tonight at the dance. Yeah. Like, that's what we would say.
I'm going to practice
night
moves.
Okay, Producer Leah's looking at me like, you're getting this wrong. Okay. So what is Jax talking about?
So backing it up, Jax is like a very, maybe 2000 to 2005 term.
Okay,
Yeah.
Bubbling is what we go with now.
Bubbling is
a Jamaican term that is now translated into Toronto slang.
Of course.
Sorry about that.
Ontario takes everything.
Don't be sorry. I'm actually quite impressed, Adam.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So we explain bubbling. Like contact. Did I get it right? It's
exactly what Jax described. It's a guy, a girl in front. Her butt is moving, shaking in front of the guy.
The guy.
Yeah.
Ryan. I could back it up, let me tell you.
Yeah, could you?
Sticking with backing it up.
I could bubble. I was bubbling.
How bubbly were you?
Bubble trouble.
Were you okay? Remember? Okay, I don't know if you remember.
Short
this.
Haircut have, for a reason.
We used to have these dances in where I grew up in West Rouge in Scarborough. We used to have these dances at this community center, which was called the West Rouge Community Center.
We did too, Loafers Lake.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, yeah. So ours was an old barn that they converted into a really nice community center. And so you would go up to the second floor and you'd open it and the Axe body spray would just go off.
Like a mist.
And you'd hear Next Too Close coming in like for the speakers and then like mustard.
That song was filthy. Next Too Close was the perfect bubbling tune.
That's the tune that you bubble
Adam,
to.
Adam, be careful which one you look up. Because
there's some not good versions of that.
Yeah. Which is still quite dirty.
This one. So you're walking up the thing. Are you sure?
Oh God, yeah.
So you're walking in there, right? And you got your Exco jeans on.
Your Fat Farms.
Feel that?
Fat Farms. Ooh, if you could afford Fat Farm. I'm from Scarborough, remember?
Okay.
So then you'd gone to Stitches the day before to grab what you were gonna wear.
Oh, Stitches, la di da.
And then you walk in, and it'd be hot and sweaty. And I remember this. You're gonna hate me for this. I had the Fred Durst Limp Bizkit red New York Yankees hat that I would always wear.
We hate it. Yeah.
I know. I hate myself.
How much would I have to pay you to wear that tomorrow?
I don't have it. And also, I have a huge head. The hat never fit me.
Amazon exists.
Literally.
For anyone.
There are no hats out there for him.
There is not.
It's not meant to be.
Yeah.
So there was that. Yeah, so this was be happening. And then there would be some bubbling. There'd be some. And then, you know, was always a big thing because somebody at some point, they'd have it happening earlier on in the dance, and either he would leave her or she would leave him and go with somebody else, and that's where they'd end the night, and that was where the drama was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I love drama.
Now, if only you could tell yourself now that the kind of drama and feelings that you felt, that it would never feel that same way again.
It's raw, right?
You're living and dying with every second. Anyway. Still Dre, 22 years old today. Whew. That was a trip down memory lane. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Toronto was just ranked one of the most tranquil cities in the world. This new study assessed things like traffic and human congestion, light pollution, green space per capita, weather, average life expectancy, and happiness levels in various downtown locales worldwide, and deemed Toronto number 16. Wow. The highest in North America and also the only Canadian city, which is a little bizarre because there's traffic all the time and no one can afford anything and it's expensive. But yay for tranquility.
Yeah.
The top five, by the way, starting with number five, are Wellington, New Zealand, Helsinki, Finland, Reykjavik, Iceland, Perth, Australia, and number one is Bergen, Norway.
Bergen, I think.
Beautiful place in Norway as
well.
Norway. All of Norway.
Is coffee becoming less popular? Well, with Gen Z it is. Gen Z, by the way, are ages 9 to 24 years old, and they're saying 63% of Gen Z adults say they never drink coffee, which by comparison, 33% of millennials say the same thing, 34% of Gen Xers, and 29% of baby boomers never drink coffee. Gen Zers who do drink coffee are also likely to drink less of it, whether the older you get, the more likely you are to drink coffee and more of it. And they're saying there is a group of 2% of older adults that drink at least 7 cups a day.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, and that's crazy.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot.
What's your average, Shax?
Leave me alone. Mind your business.
Ballpark it.
4.
Wow. Cardi B had a crazy 29th birthday. Her husband Offset surprised her with a mansion. Mm-hmm. They always do kind of bizarre gifts for each other, like very clearly like two people who are incredibly wealthy and don't know how to buy gifts for each other, because she gave him $500,000 in cash a couple years ago.
And a Lamborghini.
He unveiled the new house to her via a video presentation in the middle of her party, and it's located in the Dominican Republic. And all he said was, "I bought you a house in DR."
He's like, "I allegedly cheated on you. Here's a house." All right.
By the way, the people at that party were 2 Chainz, Lizzo, Snoop Dogg, Tiffany Haddish, Chance the Rapper, Tiana Taylor, and more.
Oh, that sounds like no fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like the best party that we are not invited to.
Yeah, no kidding. That's What's Trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox this generation's Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee?
I've had enough.
Okay. Are you talking about the British GQ interview?
Yeah.
It might be the most annoying thing I've ever read.
So you've never... But you read it. So this is the thing. Okay, so I want to be upfront with you about this because I think I need you. I need to be honest. I am obsessed with Megyn Kelly or Megyn Kelly.
Could be soon.
No, no, no. It's Megyn Kelly. No. You're obsessed with Megyn Kelly.
I'm obsessed with ardent right winger Megyn Kelly. No. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. And the reason I'm obsessed with them is because they are obsessed with each other. And you know this thing's going to blow up like a supernova. But in the meantime, it's fun. Here's the quote that made everybody read the GQ article.
Oh, God.
When they first met, Megan Fox said, "I just remember this tall, blonde, ghostly creature. And I looked up and I was like, you smell like weed." And he looked down at me and he was like, "I am weed." Then.
Like, what?
Then. It doesn't end there. Then, I swear to God, he disappeared like a ninja in a smoke bomb.
What?
As one does.
Now.
Do you have the quote about their first kiss?
Actually, can you pull that quote? Because I don't even know if I have that quote. I've got a bunch of other weird quotes. This article is full of stuff,
okay? It is thick with bad quotes.
Machine Gun Kelly said, "Even their first kiss, she wouldn't kiss me. We'd just put our lips right in front of each other and breathe each other's breath. And then she just left." Why is every scenario with these two involve the other one leaving?
Yeah.
Or disappearing.
Vanishing.
Yeah. So here's, okay, so this is what Machine Gun Kelly says about their relationship's going so far. "It should be light, but we go to hell with each other. It's ecstasy and agony for sure. I don't want people to think anything's perfect.
Like,
I didn't say it was the darkest fairy tale for no reason." Can you imagine Thanksgiving with your parents and be like, saying this stuff like that? Like, really?
How about this quote? This is Megan Fox. This is a very intense relationship. "Our souls chose this to absolutely have to face our shadow selves, to face things about ourselves we didn't want to have to know, that we tried to push away." Guys, when I met my girlfriend Val, I just thought she was nice.
Like, I'm intrigued.
She was.
By you.
I was there.
Yeah,
she was great.
Yeah. Did you know Adam met Val the first time I met?
Oh, yeah,
I met Val at the same time TJ met Val.
Yeah, she chose me. Take that.
That's it's totally cool. I was married at the time.
No. He wants a competition. That's what he wants.
And I won. So you lost.
Another one. This is great. "The first time I looked into his eyes," this is Megan, by the way, "I was like, I know you. I have known you so many times in so many forms and so many lives.
What?
Like, no, you didn't.
I wasn't expecting it to be like, God, you are my soulmate instantly." Jax, you got one?
One of their first interactions. She said, "How are you feeling?" And I said, "I'm lost." And she said, "Let's find you." Like, what? What?
Okay.
Like,
when
what?
People come back into the radio station and we have coworkers again and they say, "How are you?" And you say, "I'm lost." Like, and they respond with, "Let's find you again."
God.
I think you got to bring that to HR.
Yeah.
So, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, we should celebrate the fact that they're in love.
God.
You
good
guys
for that.
Need
like,
to be
no,
celebrated.
Yeah,
listen,
of course.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with a little passion. Is it a little bit douchey?
Yes, yes, it is. It is.
But that's why I love it so much.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We call this Pump It or Dump It. We play a song for you that we're not sure about, and then you tell us whether you want to hear it on 99.9 Virgin Radio. Simple. Now, normally, when we do this, Jax and TJ know exactly what song I'm going to play, and they've heard it before.
Yeah.
Today, they do not know. So they are like you. They don't have no idea. I am the only person in the city right now,
God.
Me and producer Leah, are the only ones who know.
Okay.
There's been a lot of new music. We've had Elton John and Dua Lipa. We've had Selena Gomez and Coldplay. We've had Adele.
Where's he going with this?
Who could it be?
Something weird.
I'm going to let this song play.
Okay.
And you're going to have to tell me who's singing it. And then you're going to have to tell me who... Well, whether you pump it or dump it, okay?
Okay.
All right, ready?
All right.
Here we go.
Nervous. They gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble. They
gon' take your face off. It's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour. Is this Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Is this The Rock?
Nailed it. Like in some morning in my veins. My culture banging
with strange. I change the game. So what's my mother? Oh, I'm into it. Yeah, pump it. Yeah. If you want to bring it to the masses, face to face, now we escalating. When I have to put boost the asses,
mean on you like a dream. When I'm rumbling, you're gonna scream, mama. So bring drama to the king, drama. Punch with extreme mana. Pump it.
Yeah?
Listen, if I pumped Vin Diesel like a year ago, I have to pump Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
You do.
But this is actually good.
I know, but the reason I was... How dare you? The reason I was hesitant is because Dwayne's busy, right? Because he's filming everything all the time.
Yeah.
And he's running for president, probably.
Yeah.
And now he's making music.
Yeah.
Could you not picture yourself lifting heavy stuff at the gym?
Makes it even hotter.
Ugh. So, let's play it again for you.
Okay. They gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble. They gon' take your face off. It's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour. Put in the work. Put in the hours. And take what's ours. Like in some morning in my veins. My culture banging with strange. I change the game. So what's my motherfucking name? Rah! What they gonna get though? Desecration. Defamation. If you wanna bring it to the masses. Face to face. Now we escalating. When I have to butt boost the asses. Mean on ya. Like a dream when I'm rumbling.
Hang
on. Are you changing your
mind? I'm changing my answer. I'm changing.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay,
now. Why? Because when you listen to the lyrics, the whole thing is like, I work hard. Yeah. It's like, we know, Dwayne. That's all you do is work hard and grind.
Go see your grandma on the weekend and take a power shake.
Well, it's like.
That's why I'm dumping it.
No. Yeah, but he has to stay consistent with his brand. If he was talking about love, you guys wouldn't like it. It's true.
Well, yeah.
I only have one cheat day a week.
That's fine.
And I post about it.
No.
So here's the thing.
This is all hot. Right. This the is rock's
tech,
hot.
It's a Tech N9ne song. And the rest of the song is actually really good.
Amazing.
The beat's really good.
But the rock version or the rock verse is what you are pumping or dumping. Okay?
Pump it.
Okay.
All right. So you say
pump it.
I say dump it, TJ.
Dump it.
Now it's up to you. Because our votes don't matter. Yours do. 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. Are we pumping or dumping Face Off Tech N9ne featuring The Rock?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And it's Pump It or Dump It. There's a song by Tech N9ne. It's called Face Off. But we're not going to review the Tech N9ne part. We want you to hear the part where Dwayne The Rock Johnson features in the last verse. And we want to know whether you pump this or you dump it. They gon' take your face off. They gon' rumble. It's about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. Put in the work, put in the hours, and take what's ours. Like in some morning in my veins, my culture banging with strange. I change the game, so what's my motherfucking name? Rah! What they gonna get though? Desecration, defamation. If you wanna bring it to the masses, face to face, now we escalating. When I have to butt boost the asses, mean on ya. Like a dream when I'm rumbling, you're gonna scream, mama. So bring drama to the king, Brahma. Clash with extreme mana. Oh boy.
Pump it.
So TJ said pump it off the top, and then he heard it again.
Once you listen to what he's saying, you're like,
it's about motivation and working hard. It's The Rock. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's nothing I love more than people with hundreds of millions of dollars telling me to just work hard.
That's how we got the money.
Yeah, no, definitely just that.
See, for me, it's not about the messaging. I think the messaging is great. You know what it is sometimes with hip hop?
What?
You got to believe it.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and the thing
it's not
is,
believable.
Like, I feel like, you know, you can have several different people do the same verse.
Yeah.
Only one of them you're going to believe it. Kanye might say some crazy stuff, but you know Kanye believes that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I can't pump it. I cannot pump it. So what are the texts saying?
It's not very split. From the 587, gotta be honest, it's not great.
Okay.
It's definitely no Vin Diesel in Kygo, that's for sure.
Stop it.
Dump it. Another text from the 647. The Rock actually has a really great singing voice. He kills the Moana soundtrack.
Yeah, he's great on it.
Everly hasn't gotten into that yet, so I don't know that movie yet.
Soon.
I know it's coming. That and Frozen.
Another text from the 416. Dump it! Oh my god, please!
No!
Text here from the 647. The Rock, Face Off. Definitely pump it. One of the best songs to work out to, and I've been obsessed with it since it came out a few days ago. Please pump it. That's from Kamal.
Well, TJ, you're getting swole at the moment. Take this to the gym.
If I play that at the gym.
With TJ's little short shorts.
Yeah. People are like, wow, that milk bag with legs sure is going hard today. Last text from the 905. Dump it. I love The Rock, but that made me slightly uncomfortable.
No.
That's a great way to describe it.
I'll say this. He pulls it off. Like, it's okay. That's a guy that would get a record deal, I think. So that's pretty good, right? It's just a little, you know?
Also. They gon' rumble. They gon' take your face off.
It's about drive. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour.
It's like, you know, it's like you paid a weekend conference with Tony Robbins.
Nobody really asked for it either. I don't recall us being like, I think The Rock should get into rap, you know?
You know what Dwayne The Rock Johnson needs to do? More things. That's what I was thinking.
So here's the question, okay? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, is he pumped or is he dumped?
He is dumped.
He's dumped?
No,
77% of people say dump it.
Wow. Yeah. A lot more than I would have thought.
Damn.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto doctors made medical history yesterday using a drone as transportation for a lung transplant. It wasn't a huge journey. It was from Toronto Western Hospital to Toronto General Hospital, so it was only a few minutes long, but still, they crossed a new frontier in transplants that could save many lives in the future. It's also kind of neat because I found out that the first lung transplant happened at Toronto General Hospital in 1983, so 38 years ago.
Incredible.
Then we used drones.
Wow.
Kind of neat.
Yeah.
Robots cool. have a say now.
Toronto's a lot of things, but we do have top-notch healthcare.
We
it's
really
unreal.
Do.
Yeah.
The newest dating term, pardon me, is icing, and we've all done it. They say icing is when someone puts the person they are dating on ice. They convey their interest to their romantic partner, but then tell them that they can't be with them now, but leave the door open with the possibility of getting together in the future. Some telltale signs of getting iced. Your partner's behavior is confusing. You're never sure where you stand with them. They disappear every once in a while and then return like nothing happened. They can't commit or make things exclusive with you. You get loads of last-minute date cancellations. You feel relief when you hear from them because you were feeling anxious before, and they are online, but they take days to reply to you.
Mm.
Adam, you look Done guilty.
It.
You
oh,
look
yeah.
guilty right now.
Last year especially. I feel bad about it, but like, you know, coming off of like a long-term relationship or like a marriage or whatever, mm-hmm. it's sort of like, yeah, this is as far as I can go. And that's what it is. And it doesn't make it right or cool or whatever, but I did say like, this is all I got.
Yeah.
So, but I never did. Well, the one thing I never did was say there's a future here, but if you have to wait for me, I never did that. I know people do that, and that's
no. You're
terrible.
A maniac. If
no,
you
no,
do that.
No. I don't do that. I just always said like I'm good to this point, yeah. and this is the point where I stop.
Good, no, that's you're honest.
The only thing I say is there's a future here.
On Tinder.
When are we moving in?
Yeah. That's what my Tinder bio was. There's a future here. Drake says Kawhi Leonard misses Toronto and the fans. Should we take him back? So yesterday, the Raptors were playing a preseason game. And Drake joined the broadcast, which, side note, was really nice to see because he would join the broadcast occasionally. The last time he did, I believe, was way before Certified Lover Boy came out, and he was talking about how they were in the studio and it's going to be a real short album and et cetera. There was fans in the stands, and that was like 1,000 years ago. He said, one thing about Kawhi that I can tell people, whenever I see him, he expresses the utmost gratitude and just always says how much he misses the fans and the city.
Hmm.
Drake says, that's my guy, honestly. He's really grateful for this, for his time here. We definitely miss him for sure.
Sweet
Raptors are going to be exciting this year, man. The draft of the guy named Scotty Barnes.
He's so much fun.
He's good.
So much fun.
This
so
will be an exciting team.
So if you've been a casual Raptors fan and you're sad that Kyle Lowry's gone, DeMar DeRozan's gone, and Kawhi Leonard's gone, check them out this year because, like I was saying, Scotty Barnes is great. You still got Fred VanVleet.
Mm-hmm.
All your other favorites are still
OG's
there.
OG's still there.
Yep. Pascal.
Tip off.
Tip off indeed, Jax. Tip off indeed. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. In just over an hour for right now, it'll be time for another keyword so you can win $5,000 with 5K a day in Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Three perspectives on this from three different people earlier this morning. We want to know what you think. And this is one of the viral TikToks yesterday from Toronto that people are making fun of. And if you're from Toronto, you know the area that this realtor is talking about. And a lot of realtors on TikTok, right? Showing off condos and cool things. And I actually think it's really useful.
Yeah.
Because not only do they show people that it's sometimes not as hard as you think to buy your first place, but it's also like shows you what neighborhoods have what things, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you want to live in this area, what are you looking at? And so there's a realtor named Anna Oliver. She posted this TikTok and somebody asked her in the comments, hey, where's the best place to live in Toronto?
A lot of great choices.
Amazing choices. She chose.
What's the top neighborhood to live in Toronto?
My top choice, probably not a surprise, is King West. Wow. If you want to see and be seen, King West is your neighborhood. Let me tell you, King West is home to the best restaurants. Think Oretto, think Laval rooftop patio, the poolside bar. Think of the most exclusive clubs in Toronto, King West has it. Laval, the poolside there is phenomenal. Anytime you drive by or walk by Laval, the lineup is the most beautiful people you will see in the entire city.
Like,
this is where you want to go.
It's Laval and Laval. And also Laval next to Belfast Love, which is down the street from Laval.
I get the feeling that she likes that place.
Just contextually, can we describe King West for somebody who doesn't know what King West is?
Okay, so King West is high-end meat market.
Mm-hmm.
High-end meat market. You know, you better have $300 shoes. You're going to hook up with somebody. You're never going to talk to them again.
Yep.
You're both going to look good.
Yeah.
And you know, if you do want to be seen, like if you feel sexy, go to King West. It's good.
Like, I don't know if it's sexy though. It's like a brown long coat, tights, and then white shoes. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Very annoying.
And and if you live there, it's pretty tight. Like it's tight quarters. Very tight condos.
Yeah, it is. Especially at Laval. I mean, that poolside. Waiting in that line to get into Laval.
You're going to find a lot of beautiful people there.
It's
true. Especially at the rooftop bar at Laval.
Yeah.
Which has been
known. She loves Laval.
What's your favorite part of King West? Is it Laval or is it Laval?
I think it's the lineup for Laval with all the beautiful people trying to get into the rooftop
bar. She's not lying. That is a good looking lineup.
So everybody's got their perspective on this, and we'll give you ours and you give us yours. So Jax, I'm going to save yours for last. TJ, I'm going to start with you.
High Park. High Park's best neighborhood.
No, I'm not asking the neighborhood. I'm asking you your thoughts on this because a lot of people are going in on it.
High Park.
High Park.
I love High Park.
I love High Park.
I just moved west 3 months ago and I love High Park.
Listen here, you East End piece of garbage. I think she's very wrong. And I don't want to go in on her because she's doing her job. She's doing everything she can to boost more.
People are going in on her in this.
But objectively, everything she said is wrong.
Okay, so for me, I feel kind of bad because people are like ripping on her. And for other people, like King West might be, if that stage in your life is where you're at, King West could be for you, I guess.
Sure.
It's just a lot. Now, Jax has the most unique perspective on this, which is?
If she was in this room, she'd be the smartest one in it.
Why?
Because she's marketing herself, and she doesn't care, and she's doing it right.
And you have to know, this video comes across as a bit d-baggery.
Oh, 100%. She embraces it. I respect her. I respect the hell out of her. I like it. I think it's funny.
The video is her, like, walking down the street, and then she's doing that little dance on the lamppost.
She
like,
knew what she was doing. She knew. I love it. I love it.
It's getting tens of thousands of views.
Atta girl.
People are ripping it, and we're talking about it.
Yep.
Something worked.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you intentionally try to match your partner when you guys go out?
No. Yeah. It happens with Val and I quite often, though.
Okay.
Where we'd be out for a walk and we're like, oh, good, we're wearing the exact same thing.
Okay, so the reason I bring this up is that producer Leah is doing this now with her. You have to remember, when producer Leah arrived here, he was new boo.
That's right.
And now he's simply RJ.
Yeah.
So he's been upgraded to, from person of interest to boyfriend?
Yeah, he's boyfriend.
Okay, all right.
Uh-huh. He's my man.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
what's
going on here?
So my man is very stylish.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most stylish person I know.
That's right.
Right? And
ouch.
I can't be the one who's not stylish in this relationship.
Yeah.
So I have to match his fly.
Yeah.
Right? I have to be like on point with him.
That sounds stressful already.
Kim and Kanye.
Costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
No, I kind of want to be more like Britney and Justin 2001 MTV.
Not all the way Britney and Justin though, right?
No, not the outcome of Britney and Justin. Not that.
I get you.
So we were in New York this past weekend and we coordinated, you know, Friday it was like 50 Shades of Brown Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Kanye West fashion show day, basically.
There you go.
Yes.
Saturday was vegan leather day.
Yes.
Okay.
I love
kinda like that.
I love it.
All right. Now, did he tell you? Did you tell him? Like, how does this work? Because this has never happened for me. I've never even had this conversation.
No. I just slowly transformed into what he wears.
Wow.
That happens. You're a good couple. That happens.
Yeah,
what
why
do you mean?
Not?
Well, you always want to, like, I like the word that you use is coordinate, because you want to coordinate with your partner.
Why?
Because when you're going out, you want to compliment each other's outfit. You want to look good together.
Really?
Really, Adam? You don't even think of this when you, like, if she's wearing, like, an all-white outfit or, like, some grays, you're not going to wear some yellows and blues.
I mean, like, if we're going to a wedding, I try and coordinate.
If we're going to
Sobeys, I don't think
Every day, all the time. Jax, you do this?
Absolutely. When I first started dating Michelle, I wasn't about that. I mean, all lesbians naturally just sort of morph into each other. But I wasn't about that. But, like, we're probably going to get, like, matching white shoes in the spring. Like,
what?
And I'm
okay.
I think that's hot when you look good with one another.
As long
so
as
hot.
You look good.
Yeah.
You
I have
want
to be honest.
To stop and stare.
I have to be honest with you. I've never had that conversation. I've dated a lot, married, divorced, everything. Nothing. Never had this. Maybe that's the
reason.
Maybe
that's why. Is that written in the document?
You know what? It could have been.
I should
check the legal docs on that.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing. Okay. So I want to put this to a poll.
Oh.
Because I'm not convinced this is real.
It's a real thing.
Beyond the two of you.
Oh, I don't come on. It's 50% of the room.
Yeah. I'm sure some people do it, but it cannot be 50-50. And in fact, with a scientific survey, nothing can be 50-50.
That's right.
We take the first five calls / texts, however order they come in. So we need you to vote, 999-999. Tell us, first off, whether you match on purpose or not. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, if you do match on purpose, I actually kind of want to know, like, how do you broach that subject? Yeah. Is that something? Is it like Leah where it comes becomes natural? Or is it Jax where it's like, well, you know, you just start buying the same clothes?
That's right. It's a natural evolution.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Everybody wins.
TJ, do you think that Val matches with you because she just didn't even need to tell you? She just knew how to dress, and it's not even a conversation she needs to have.
I think... After speaking to Leah and Jax, that I can't trust Val now, because there's a good chance that she's been doing it. I'm like, oh man, we're matching again.
I think she's upped your style since you started dating her.
Oh, okay.
It's intentional.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
All right. We'll see. It's Alessia Carr, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin
Time to
Radio.
Get some fancy. So, do you match your partner when you go out? Do you guys coordinate? I have never done this. And if I have done this, somebody has done this without letting me know, because I've never done this. TJ doesn't think he has either. Jax and her girlfriend, Michelle, they're just buying the same clothes at this point.
Yep.
I'm buying the same as her.
Yeah. Oh, you're just following her lead.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Producer Leah mentioned that her and her boyfriend are absolutely, because he's the more stylish one.
Yeah.
They're working together on this.
You got to.
Yeah, I just follow his lead.
That's right.
And now we just do it every weekend.
Now, I think Jax and Michelle and Leah and her boyfriend RJ are like a little much right
now.
In this particular instance.
Okay.
I don't think most people do this. I don't.
No.
So we wanted to leave it to you at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. The question is, do you actually, before you go out, sync up your outfits, or is that just a thing that a couple of people in our room who are a little extra do?
Wow. We're
just throwing that out there.
All right.
TJ, what do we got?
Tanya in the 647. On my first vacation with my husband and daughter, we all matched every day.
I love it.
My husband didn't know this till we came back and people were looking at our pictures and then they commented.
Amazing.
When, since then, we always accidentally happen to coordinate.
Cute.
That's cute.
That's adorable.
From the 647, never match with my husband. He wears far too much white for my liking.
Oh.
Fair.
Okay.
All right.
Is
white hard to match with?
I think it depends on your skin tone.
Oh, okay.
I know Val wears a lot of like creamy colors, and I have a hard time, like a nice beige. I don't look good in the beige.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just.
He's not a creamy boy.
No, I'm not a creamy boy. Shannon, could we have rephrased that? Sure. But we didn't. Shannon in the 416. Yes, me and my girlfriend match on purpose sometimes. Match on purpose sometimes. Sorry, I emphasized the wrong word.
Keep reading, buddy.
All right, here we go. Yes, me and my girlfriend match on purpose sometimes. And when we don't, we at least coordinate style / colors. We talked about this from the beginning, and now it's just a norm.
Wow.
Coordination, baby.
That's what we're talking about here.
Looking sharp.
From the 416, no. After 25 years, I'm thankful if he just puts pants on when we leave the house.
Okay, all right.
That is the dream.
isn't that where all we're going for here?
And the last text from the 705,
this
the
deciding
vote.
Let's go.
My fiance and I love matching.
Yes!
We win!
But... we are lesbians.
Is that what it says?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Hey,
at least sensing a theme.
He also emphasized the right word on that. So
good.
Round of applause for TJ.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is just ranked one of the most tranquil cities on earth. A new study assessed things like traffic and human congestion, light pollution, green space per capita, weather, average life expectancy, and happiness levels in various downtown locales worldwide, and deemed Toronto the 16th most relaxing out of all the environments. We are the number one in North America and the only Canadian city.
Wow.
What?
I don't know. I love Toronto, but I don't know if I constantly feel relaxed here.
I have never been more anxious in my life than living here. By the way, the top five starting with number five, Wellington, New Zealand. Well, that's the truth. Number four, Helsinki, Finland. Number three, Reykjavik, Iceland. Perth, Australia at number two. And Bergen, Norway at number one.
Sometimes the truth is a little heavy.
Yeah.
Even at 9:52.
I love it here, but also.
I'm spiraling.
Yeah. We all need help. Is coffee becoming less popular? Well, with Gen Z it is. And just to define it, Gen Z are 9 to 24-year-olds. Okay. And they say that 63% of Gen Z adults say they never drink coffee, compared to 33% of millennials, 34% of Gen Xers, and 29% of baby boomers who never drink coffee. The most wild part about this study is that 2% of older adults say they drink at least 7 cups of coffee a day. Jax, fun fact, loves to drink a lot of coffee.
Oh,
like,
I do.
Way too much.
Yeah.
How many do you have a day?
Four.
Four?
Four.
Four.
Four. Or five.
There it is. Depending on the day.
I gotta slow down.
I find it funny with people who don't drink coffee, and you know, hats off to you because you're saving yourself a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But my thought is always like they wear it like it's a badge.
Yeah.
Like I went to war to not drink coffee. You know what I mean?
Have you ever dated someone who doesn't drink coffee?
Never. Have you?
It's bizarre.
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Can you make me a tea? No.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Enjoy your lemon and honey.
Okay, we're not bitter about this at all.
No, it's fine. Cardi B had her 29th birthday.
It sounded
way more aggressive.
Like enjoy your lemon and honey.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'll be over here anxious in the city I live in.
What's the third story?
Let's wrap it up.
All right. Cardi B had her 29th birthday, and her husband Offset surprised her with a whole bunch of lemon and honey tea. Also, a mansion.
Oh.
It's in the Dominican Republic, and he said, I bought you a house in DR. Here's the funny part. Listen to who was at her party. Mm. 2 Chainz, Lizzo,
amazing.
Snoop Dogg,
yes.
Tiffany Haddish, Chance the Rapper, Teyana Taylor, oh. and more.
That's a party I want to be at.
It could be a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think we'd be invited to that?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, it's always fun to dream. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. All right, we're out of here for today.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.